part. We need as many men as you can spare, because we are killing the Patriots. So call the dogs off. Send the National Guard, please. They need emergency help.
That ball hit hard. Stretch. Austin Jackson back looks up. You can put it on the board. Yes. Back to back, Jack. And it is 4-1.
On that ball. Jackson has it. The All-American tight end is going in. And Oklahoma takes the lead on a 71-yard touchdown play.
I was going to rip his heart out. I'm the best ever. I'm the most brutal and vicious and most ruthless champion there's ever been. There's no one can stop me. Lynx is a conqueror. No, I'm Alexander. He's no Alexander. I'm the best ever. There's never been anybody as ruthless. I'm Sonny Liston.
Yo. And welcome back to the Fit Sports Podcast, which is the realest, blackest, and funniest sports podcast you have ever heard in your entire life. I'm coming straight from the side, going down. Audio Shop Talk brought to you right in your ear hole by yours truly, Joseph Ward, a.k.a. your mother's favorite boyfriend, right here on the Freedom Train Network at www.freedomtrainradio.com, where it go down, stay down, be down. You heard me? All my listeners, make sure y'all download this episode, like, comment, share, download, all that. Make sure you support your homeboy. Appreciate y'all for listening to this Fit Sports Podcast and checking me out, all of my folk. I love y'all, man. Straight up, man, I love y'all, man. Y'all be fucking with me, man. Y'all rock with your homeboy, man. I fuck with y'all, man. Straight up, B. Straight from the heart. Straight from the heart, B. I appreciate y'all, man. You know what I'm saying? So, man, just out here doing this thing. Continuing to bring these sports stories the way I bring it. And I appreciate that y'all enjoy it. Remember, y'all can support The Fix on Patreon. If you go visit patreon.com/TheFix. You can donate as little as $1 a month and support your homeboy on my journey to making this the number one and maintaining as the number one sports podcast in the world, Creed. The whole world, Creed. You heard me? So, patreon.com/TheFix. That's how we get down. Appreciate you. I appreciate everybody who are already Patreon, you know. Let's make this thing happen. You know, we got some good stories for y'all. We got some real COVID stories. Before we get into it, though, remember that the Freedom, the Fit Sports Podcast is brought to you by On the Shoulders of Giants. And On the Shoulders of Giants brings you African history at your fingertips and on the go. Stories of the sung and unsung heroes of the African diaspora through their On the Shoulders of Giants book series. Make sure you go get you a book. The On the Shoulders of Giants blog, the On the Shoulders of Giants YouTube channel, go subscribe. The On the Shoulders of Giants African History Curriculum app, which is available now for Android, and the Apple version of the app is coming soon, real coming soon. So also the On the Shoulders of Giants online course, which is available on Patreon at patreon.com/OTSOG. The On the Shoulders of Giants nonprofit organization. And you can learn more about all this stuff by once again visiting the website at www.ontheshoulders1.com. And also, go subscribe to the YouTube channel. You can do youtube.com/ontheshoulders1. And, you know, support On the Shoulders of Giants. African history given to you for us, by us, to empower us and inform us so we already know and will forever know. I know I said that weird, but still, you get what I'm saying. So we know it. We be knowing. You hear me? We be knowing. All right, so what we talking about today, Willie? Man, I'm glad you asked, B. I'm glad you asked what we talking about. So, you know, we got to start this thing off with this good old HBCU Spotlight Dust Show. We got that Spotlight Dust Show with them girls down there, y'all. And I'm talking like that because, you know, we got part of the spotlight going to come from that Bayou Dust Show. Right. So Doug Williams and James Harris both get a Hall of Fame nod. And I know you're like, well, which Hall of Fame? You're talking about that now. Because there's a lot of Hall of Fame now. So what Hall of Fame? You're talking about that Doug Williams come from that grappling now. I'm going to tell you when I get to the story. Cliffhanger like a motherfucker. So second, we got a three-part HBCU spotlight. So the second part is a young man named Mike Lindo, who is a Howard alumnus, gets a front office position with them Detroit Pistons. So we like, oh shit, my dog got that Pistons job. All right, so the third part of this HBCU spotlight is young lady representing FAMU, Eon. Her name is Aleli Figueroa, and she has been nominated for Woman of the Year for that Woman of the Year award. So we're going to read about that. So, this Rona real out here, and all you people who out here thinking that this Rona ain't real, y'all crazy. And we're to the point to where the Big Ten, both the Big Ten and the Pac-12 have postponed fall sports to the spring for now. So I'm going to talk separately about the Big Ten. And then I'm going to talk about the Pac-12, both basically postponing their season to the spring. All right, so in more Rona news, Florida State football player, wide receiver named DJ Matthews, he went to Twitter to tell everybody that he got the Rona, and then he took it down. So we're going to go more into that. Then we found out that the head coach of the Los Angeles Chargers, Anthony Lynn, has confirmed that he has the COVID-19. So that leads for me to ask, especially on the college football level, will there even be a college football season? But if you've been listening to this podcast, you already pretty much know how I think, but we're just going to analyze it a little further, right? So we're going to analyze it a little further, B, do a little more drilling for the chilling. All right, so then we're going to give you a rundown on NBA scores because the latest scores of the NBA, the playoffs are set. The NBA playoffs are set, pretty much. We do have a play-in game happening between the Trailblazers and the Grizzlies. So we got a game today at 2:30 and the game tomorrow at 4:30. So that's going to be interesting to see young Ja Morant and Dame Dolla going at it. But the NBA playoffs are pretty much set, but we got the playoff game happening. So I'm going to read to you, give you the latest scores, and then let you know who's in and who's out. Then we're going to talk about the latest WNBA scores, bring you up to speed on who won and who didn't win in the past week for this WNBA. You hear me? Then we're going to roll into my weekly rant. Warm up, aimed at Deion Sanders. I love you, Prime, but you got to get this. You got to get this work, Prime. Ain't nobody is spared from getting this work. If I gave myself weekly rent one time, I got to give you. Ain't nobody safe. So Prime, you got to get this work and this weekly rent, and this pre-rent rant for basically criticizing and chastising, or attempting to chastise players for opting out of the season because of COVID-19. It's one of those times with Deion, man, you got to sit your head down. So we're getting into this rant. Let's get deep into this rant because it's COVID field. Right? Pussy-ass governor of Florida, Ron DeSantis, who all y'all crazy motherfuckers voted for. And another reason why people say Florida is crazy. As a Floridian, it's kind of hard to fight that shit. But DeSantis say he welcomes all of college football to play in the state of Florida. If you're, if If your season get postponed, the shit get canceled and all that stuff, hey, Florida open. Come play college football in Florida without ever rising COVID cases. Come to Florida and play college football, not in a bubble, because ain't no way. I'm going to get into it. Cliffhanger. And then the other part of the rant is aimed at this dude who really didn't want to play football. He liked pussy more than he liked football. So there's a rookie from the Seahawks. I think his last name is Severin, who was cut by the team for trying to sneak a woman into the hotel room in the middle of a COVID pandemic. Well, they're trying to make sure they can do everything they can to have a season. But he wants some puss. So we're going to let all these motherfuckers have it. We're going to let them have it, man. Going in, it's going to be a fun show. So y'all sit back, buckle up, and time for that what? For the HBCU spotlight there, share. So as I mentioned in my rundown when I was talking to old boy, Doug Williams and James Harris get a Hall of Fame nod. Well, what that mean? What? I'm going to tell you. Grambling Estates, James Harris, and Douglas Williams are two of the most influential quarterbacks in NFL history. Well, what happened? Well, what the freak happened to make them so influential? So both Harris and Williams are headed into the National Quarterback Hall of Fame. Really going down in the Mississippi side. Ceremony will be held on February 27, 2001. Harris and Williams are co-founders of the Black College Football Hall of Fame. Both signal callers earned their prominence at Grambling State under the legendary coach Eddie Robinson. Harris led Grambling State from 1965 to 68, leading Grambling to three consecutive SWAC conference titles. He was named MVP of the 1967 Orange Blossom Classic, Orange Blossom Bowl Classic. Harris had a record of 24-5-1 at Grambling. Harris was drafted by the Buffalo Bills in 1968. He joined the Rams in 1972 and became the starter 2 years later. Harris led the Rams to 7 wins in their final 9 regular season games. He became the first black quarterback to start and win NFL playoff games. Never knew that. He was named to the NFC Pro Bowl team in 1974, earning game MVP. That's what's up. Doug Williams followed in Harris's footsteps and competed at Grambling in the mid-1970s. He led the NCAA in 1977 with 3,249 total yards from scrimmage, passing for 38 touchdowns and finishing fourth in the Heisman Trophy voting one time. Drafted in the first round of the 1977 NFL draft, picked of the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, he led the franchise to its first ever playoff win. He's best known, of course, for becoming the first black quarterback to win the Super Bowl. Williams led the Washington football team to the title in 1988 and was named Super Bowl MVP. Williams went on to become a championship coach at Grambling and is now senior vice president of player personnel with the Washington football franchise. Who can go to hell? The franchise can. But one time for Doug Williams. I don't know what this pen is doing. Hold on. All right. We back. We good. So one time for Doug Williams. You hear me? And one time for James Harris. Going out there doing their thing. You hear me? So I want all y'all folk to put y'all hands together. Give a roaring round of applause for the OGs. Doug Williams, and James Harris. Yeah.
Put them hands together. I'll put their hands together. Hey, I need someone, somebody to come and make that Hall of Fame go down. It's just, I don't know.
I can't blame. It's Hall of Fame. Doug and James in. Hey, so one time for Mr. Doug Williams.
Oh, shoot, I didn't press that.
I did not press that. The government is in my computer. I see you, government. I see you. You know, you can't take me. You can't take me alive. I watch Enemy of the State. You heard me? All right. So let's move on to the second part of our HBCU spotlight. So there's a gentleman by the name of Michael Lindo, who's an alumnus of the prestigious Howard University. Mr. Lindo has been hired as the Director of Player and Family Engagement by the NBA's Detroit Pistons. Lindo would be responsible for all aspects of the Pistons' players and families off the court. His duties will include assisting the rookies in their transition emotionally, mentally, physically, and financially as they adjust to their lives as professional athletes. You hear me? He will also serve as a resource and support system for all players as they set up for success, both on and off the court. Lindo will also create programming to support the adjustments made by families when transitioning to a new city and team. Hallelujah. Prior to the Pistons, Lindo spent the past 5 years with Under Armour, specifically in the sports marketing department, managing grassroots basketball. He oversaw team sponsorships, event creation, and execution. He also, while also developing and evaluating league operations for the Under Armour Association. During his time at Under Armour, Lindo was also in charge of managing the day-to-day partnerships between the Junior NBA and Under Armour. This partnership produced Junior NBA Day, the Youth Basketball Leader Conference, and a revamp of the UA Next Combine Series for rising eighth graders as they are prepared for high school. Lindo spent many years under the mentorship of Edward Hill Jr. at Howard University. Mr. Hill was instrumental in his development in the Sports Information Department, most recently as a color commentator for the webcast of Howard football and basketball games. During his time with Howard University, Lindo briefly served as video coordinator for men's basketball program. They be leaving the words out. It's supposed to say, during his time with Howard University, Lindau briefly served as a video coordinator for the men's basketball program. They left out A and C. So, y'all won't think I'm crazy. All right. Other experiences while at Howard included working as a high school sports aide for the Washington Post and interning within the media relations department for the Washington Mustard Pants football team. Yeah. That team stank. Lindo started his college career at Howard University, earning a bachelor's degree in sports management with a minor in business administration. He then went on to secure a master's of professional studies at Georgetown University. My dog got that kidney in, man. Y'all can clap again one more time. Y'all can clap again one more time for Michael Lindo out here dropping. Now, out here doing this thing. What's up, Michael Lindo? Mr. Detroit Pistons front office, Michael Lindo. Getting it in, hey. Michael Lindo. Mr. Detroit Pistons front office, say Michael Lindo. Lindo. Michael Lindo. Michael Lindo. Michael Lindo, roll your boat ashore, Lindo. Yeah, all right. So moving on, the third part is HBCU spotlight, right? Florida A&M University, my college. So we got a young lady on the hill. That's what we call it. the heel, right? Aleli Figueroa was announced as a 2020 NCAA Woman of the Year conference level nominee on that Tuesday, you heard? Figueroa, who was also named 2020 Mid-Eastern Athletic Conference Woman of the Year in June, was among 605 student athletes nominated by their programs for the NCAA Woman of the Year Award in July. From that pool of student athletes, Aleli Figueroa is among the final 160 women to earn nominations. The nominees represent student athletes from 21 different sports spanning all three NCAA divisions. Of those nominated, 58 nominees competed in Division I, 39 in Division II, and 63 in Division III. Figueroa will represent the MEAC as its nominee for the award. The NCAA established this award in 1991 to celebrate the achievements of women in intercollegiate athletics. Now in its 29th year, the award is unique because it recognizes not only the athletic achievements of outstanding women, but also the athletic achievements, community service, and leadership. The Orlando, Florida Natives won the MEAC Championship and the Hammer Throw at the 2019 MEAC Outdoor Track and Field Championships. And she also won that event this past indoor season at the KMS Invitational. KMS stands for Kim, Michelle, and Sarah. They got together and made an invitation. Kim Michelle, the KM, that's why I call it KMS Invitational, because Kim, Michelle, and Sarah, or Kim, Michelle, and Sarah got together and created an invitational. So that's why you got the KMS for Stanford, Kim, Michelle, and Sarah Invitational. So Figueroa was part of the Rattler squad that won the 2018 MEAC Women's Outdoor Track and Field Championship, edging North Carolina A&T State by half a point. Graduating this past May with a 3.9 GPA in criminal justice, concentration in pre-law studies, Figueroa had the highest GPA in both MS3 and MS4 classes of the Florida A&M Army ROTC Rattler Battalion. One time! But you can add up all my GPAs at all the schools I went to and they still won't add that. But it don't even matter because I own my own thing here. She was a Distinguished Scholar Awardee in 2016, and Figueroa was named both the National Society of College Scholarships Inductee and a Nutrition Lead Scholar in 2007. So, Woman of the Year. So, I hope Aleli Figueroa get that Woman of the Year thing, represent FAMU, because she had that doing her thing with her 3.9. Man, y'all put our hands together for Aleli Figueroa. I had to do her thing with that 3.9 GPA, right? Oh, Layla, I see you. See you, Layla. Doing your thing out here, man. Woman that is here. One time salute to you and everything, all your accomplishments. That's what's up. That's what's up, man. That's what's up. So, this is. Hold on. Let me make sure my life is together over here. Okay. So, close this out. This is a shout out once again to Doug Williams, James Harris. Shout out to Michael Lindo. And shout out to Aleli Figueroa. All y'all, one time salute y'all for y'all accomplishments. And that there. That. For that HBCU spotlight, that's y'all. For that HBCU spotlight. So, let's talk about some college football. Because a lot of people still out here trying to play football. I don't think we have football this year, but I have been hearing talks and rumblings of the NFL having deadlift special things. So I can say that I do believe if we have football, it would be more so professional football than anything. It would be the NFL. I don't see how we have in college football, high school, middle school, elementary, city league, 7-on-7s, all that stuff there. We all really just need to sit our ass down for a couple months, maybe a month, a couple weeks, sit our asses down, let this Rona die down. United States over 4 million cases. China, 83,000. And this shit started in China, and they got 1 billion people. United States doing something wrong. So with that being said, the Big Ten said, you know what, man? I think we got to move our season. I don't know if we can have fall sports. So the Big Ten conference presidents and chancellors voted Tuesday to postpone all fall sports, including football, amid the coronavirus pandemic, with hopes of playing in the spring. Don't have no problem with that. Don't have no problem with playing football in the spring, right? Big Ten Commissioner Kevin Warren told ESPN on Tuesday evening that when the conference released its schedule only 6 days ago, he reiterated the season might not happen, a message he has been consistent with. Because we announced the schedule does not mean we're going to play, he said. As you gather information on a daily basis, that's what a day-to-day is. We have to still plan by organizing schedules and making announcements. We made it very clear. I thought I was very clear in that it's a day-to-day decision, and we're going to do what's best for the health and wellness of our student athletes. You heard me? Warren said the decision has been based on the uncertainty that still surrounds the coronavirus pandemic. Right. Because, shit, it's real out here. It's real out here with this Rona now. So it's a combination of where we are in our testing, where we are in our rapid testing, how is contact tracing actually defined, he told ESPN. There's a whole litany of issues. We have incredible policies and procedures in place in our schools. We have 14 schools in 11 different states. People are going to do the best they possibly can. But when you go from the accumulation period to getting ready to put on pads and contact, and you look at the overall numbers during this global pandemic as far as caseloads, they have not decreased. They've gone up. And I'm adding this part, especially in the United States. Trends have not improved. They've become worse. You add that up, and you're getting ready to go into more formal practice. It's just a level of not only concerns, but unknown risk at large when you're dealing with the health of human beings. It's serious. Later Tuesday, Pac-12 presidents and chancellors followed the Big Ten's lead and also voted to postpone the conference's fall sports season, including football. On Sunday, ESPN first reported that Big Ten presidents, following a meeting on Saturday, were ready to cancel the fall sports season, and they wanted to gauge whether commissioners, university presidents, and chancellors from the other Power Five conferences, the ACC, Big 12, and SEC, would fall in line with the team. Officials with the ACC and SEC have indicated they plan to proceed with the season this fall because they some selfish fucks. But it's unclear whether the Big Ten's decision will change those plans. As for the Big 12, it's not entirely clear what the conference's intentions are, as some of its member schools seem to be divided on whether to play this fall or to try to go into the spring. Hey, man, stop putting money and profit over players' health. All you upcoming collegiate players, all y'all recruits coming out of high school, y'all should be paying attention. Pay attention to the schools who are placing money, making money over the health and safety of the players. Pay attention. And these are the schools you don't go and give your services to. Go to an HBCU anyway, especially if you're black. But Ohio State coach don't give a fuck. He just want to make money. Jim Harbaugh and them, they just want to make money. Do not go play for schools who will place making money over your best interest as an athlete or as a human being, period. Right? Why go play for these schools? Like, for real. Like, for real. Why go play for a coach who's going to put making money over the health of the actual human beings playing the sport? So you as a football, you as a collegiate football player, first they want you to sign a waiver, sign a waiver of liability, waiving the team in NCAA from any liabilities. That's the first goddamn red flag right there. You want me to sign a waiver of liability just in case I get the COVID. Because if I get the COVID, then you're not liable. You're not held responsible. Red flag. First you want me to sign a waiver, then you want me to go out there and play and put my health on the line to help make you money. That sounds like slave labor to me. That don't sound smart. How about this, coach? How about you be a real leader and you put the pads on and you go out there and put your life and your health on the line? And let's see what comes from that. But I think it's a brilliant idea for the Pac-10, for the Big Ten to move their season to the spring. They're looking out for the actual safety of the players, and they're waiting to see what's happening with this wrong. Because other countries around the world have showed us that if you kind of chill out and sit your ass down with this Rona, then you don't have to, you can reduce your numbers. They showed that you can reduce your numbers if you should just sit your goddamn ass down, right? And chill out for a minute. And I know here in the United States, capitalistic society, everybody's money, 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 money. But sitting your ass down would allow you to be able to make money in the future. Take a small sacrifice now to be able to make money in the future, because this goddamn coronavirus is real. But it's the people who are taking the least risk who are asking for the most. Think about that. The people who are taking the least risk is demanding the most from the people who are taking the greatest risk. Deion Sanders, I'm going to get to your ass in a little bit. So I'm with the Pac-12. I'm with the Big Ten. Postpone your shit. SEC. Well, we know the SEC going to hold out the longest. We know them dumbasses going to hold out the longest. The ACC thinks it's a big dog conference like that, right? ACC, you really just one team. You really just one team. Sit your ass down. Big 12, y'all don't play no defense anyway, so sit y'all asses down. You know what I'm saying? The SEC, y'all, come on, man, stop the dumb shit. Well, we know Southern capitalists, y'all don't believe in shit. Science ain't never right, because y'all right. And people should risk themselves. Risk the chance of contracting COVID so y'all can make money. We get that. We get that. Once again, y'all pay attention to motherfuckers who want y'all to put y'all lives on the line, or they just make money off you putting your life on the line. The people who pose in the least amount of risk want y'all to go balls to the wall. All right. So the Big Ten said, let's hold off on this season, cuz. Let's hold off on this season for right now. Evaluate everything that's going on. And we come back to this hole in the fall. The spring. Like, we can actually play football in the spring. Like, we can actually play that shit. Right. And so the Big Ten like, Pac-12, man, what y'all gonna do? Pac-12 is like, man, you know what, cuz? You right, though. Yeah, we already got our a whole bunch of group of players out here taking a stand on us. So yeah, let's postpone the goddamn season to the spring, yeah. So Tuesday afternoon meeting with conference presidents and chancellors led to the Pac-12 decided to cancel its fall 2020 college football season and postpone all fall sports through the calendar year amid the COVID-19 pandemic. So the move comes after the Big Ten elected to cancel its fall season early on Tuesday. Both conferences hope to play the season in the spring 2021, but have not announced any specific plans. All of the Pac-12 presidents and chancellors understand the importance of this decision, right? And the disappointment it would create for our student athletes, the coaches, the support staff, and the fans. Fuck disappointment. Fuck disappointment. I'd rather see you alive and healthy than disappointment. I mean, I don't care about your disappointment. I really don't care about your disappointment. You being alive and healthy is more important than your ass being disappointed. You can get over that. Scratch your ass and get glad. Oh, my mom used to tell me, we were mad at the decision she made. She didn't give a fuck. It's like, you mad? Scratch your ass and get glad then. Because it is what it is, right? So I don't give a shit about people being disappointed. This is a statement by Oregon President Michael H. Shield. Unfortunately, our decision was guided by science and a deep commitment to the health and welfare of student athletes. We certainly hope that the Pac-12 will be able to return to competition in the new year. The health and safety and well-being of our student athletes and all those connected to the Pac-12 sports has been our number one priority since the start of this current crisis. A statement by the Pac-12 Commissioner, Larry Scott. Our student athletes, fans, staff, and all those who love college sports would like to have seen the season played this calendar year as originally planned, and we know how disappointing this is. The Pac-12's vote was unanimous, and it will be made after consultation with athletic directors and with Pac-12 COVID-19 Medical Advisory Committee, who expressed concern with moving forward with contact practice. That shit just makes sense. We're gonna go out there colliding and banging and shit, slanging, spitting, sweating all these fucking body fluids, and not expect goddamn transmission. That sounds like it's a bunch of dumb. I always say, I met the dumbest motherfuckers in my life when I went to college. I always say that. And it looked like that's raining true. Because these college professional adults have been making bad decisions. The SEC, ACC, Big 12, all you motherfuckers who are here trying to figure out a way to make goddamn football happen. In the middle of a fucking pandemic, you a damn fool. It says athletes will have their scholarships guaranteed while also receiving university support, including academic advising and tutoring, among other support services. The Pac-12 is also urging the NCAA to grant those athletes an additional year of eligibility. Unlike professional sports, college sports cannot operate in a bubble. Say it again. Unlike professional sports, college sports cannot operate in the bubble, Scott said. Our athletic programs are part of broader campuses and communities where in many cases the prevalence of COVID-19 is significant. We will continue to monitor the situation, and when conditions change, we will be ready to explore all options to play the impacted sports in the new calendar year. See, that sounds like a smart person, right? That don't sound like no dumbass that come from these other conferences like the SEC and the ACC and the Big 12. We're seeing that they're really trying to figure out how to have a college football season. Sentiment throughout college football entering Sunday night was that the Big 10 and Pac-12 would cancel their seasons this week. However, the combination of outspoken coaches and the hashtag we won't play, hashtag we are united movement that developed suddenly like Sunday seemed to give pause to the five major conferences. Hashtag we are united one time. While the Big Ten's coaches were outspoken about wanting to play, the Pac-12 coaches were largely silent. Perhaps that is because the league coaches and athletic directors were reportedly given eye-opening information Monday evening from Pac-12 doctors specifically regarding myocarditis and heart conditions that can develop as a result of battling coronavirus. I've been telling motherfuckers this for the longest. Not that because I'm an expert, because I read. Just as simple, I read, right? The condition involves an inflammation in the heart muscle. It can reduce the heart's ability to pump, causing rapid or abnormal heartbeat. So these other people out here really telling y'all to kill yourselves just to play college football. Though COVID-19 had previously been linked to longer lasting heart complications, the medical advice given to the Pac-12 decision makers was apparently enough to lead them to pull the plug on playing football this fall. Myocarditis emerged as a significant health concern that largely led to the Big Ten's decision, according to CBS Sports' Dennis Dodd. And at least 15 Big Ten players have been left with myocarditis after contracting COVID-19, according to a high-ranking source within the Big Ten. Fuck football for right now. Unless you can contain that shit. The NFL has a better chance of being put in a bubble. But I'm anxious to see what the fuck type of bubble the NFL come up with. Because you can't put together no NBA bubble. Because the sheer number of people you got to bring into the bubble. So that's going to be interesting to see how the NFL, or if the NFL can pull this off. But as of right now, until I see football happening, in my mind, I just don't see how football's going to happen. And my stance on that ain't going to change until I actually see football happening and nobody getting COVID. My stance ain't going to change. So that's the Big Ten and the Pac-12 on postponing their season for that wrong. So the ACC might end up having to postpone their season too. So a young man named DJ Matthews, who's a wide receiver for Florida State University, went on Twitter and announced that he was positive for that wrong. And I shall read. So Florida State wide receiver DJ Matthews announced that he tested positive for the coronavirus on Twitter Wednesday. Damn. I tested positive for COVID, y'all. I mean, let me run that back. I got to say it right. Let me put the emotion in it. Damn! I tested positive for COVID. Y'all be safe and wear y'all mask. Matthew said in a tweet, which later he deleted. Matthews is the second known FSU player to have tested positive for the coronavirus. Offensive lineman Andrew Boselli tested positive back in March. Expected. FSU is not releasing information on the number of positive tests that it has had since. And the number of positive tests it has had since the pandemic began, or about the players that may have tested positive. According to CDC guidelines, which the NCAA recommends, Matthews will have to isolate for at least 10 days from the time of the previous test. Now, the question is, who else was he around? And did he come to practice and all those things there? Because if he tested positive, and he came to practice after he tested. Let's say he came to practice before he tested positive. Because I know they said FSU started pads and stuff. Was he tackling? Was he in contact with other people? Because if he's positive, y'all got to shut shit down over there at Florida State for a minute to figure out who the hell is who and what's going on. Right? So, DJ Matthews right now, of course, is in quarantine, but Florida State, who else got quarantine? But, man, y'all, look, I know Mike Norvell was another one of them coaches who seemed like he's pushing to stay out of football season. man, y'all pay attention to these coaches who don't care about putting these players' lives in jeopardy. Because none of these coaches going to put their lives in jeopardy. So if you're a player, man, make the best decision for you. Tell the coaches they can kiss dick. Make the best decision for you, man. DJ Matthews, I wish you the best. I'm sending much love and light to you, my brother. I wish you a speedy and healthy and full recovery. And hopefully you don't have any serious side effects. But I just got through reading about a heart condition. I'm talking about one of the reasons why the Big Ten and Pac-12 canceled their seasons because of what can develop from COVID-19. So I'm just wishing you the best. Wishing you the best. So another COVID case was the Chargers head coach, Anthony Lynn. He got that Rona. And so it says, HBO's Hard Knocks began in impactful and newsworthy fashion. What that mean, Willie? What that mean? In the opening scene of Hard Knocks, Los Angeles, on Tuesday night, Los Angeles Chargers coach Anthony Lynn revealed he contracted COVID-19, unveiling the news during a Zoom meeting with his players. This year is not likely. It's not like any year we've had in the National Football League, Lynn said. I can't promise you you're not going to get infected. I got infected. Well, that means we should play football. Lynn, who is 51, is the third NFL coach to announce he has contracted the novel coronavirus following New Orleans Saints coach Sean Payton and Philadelphia Eagles coach Doug Peterson. Later in the episode, Lynn discussed contracting the novel coronavirus with Dr. Eric Martin, the team psychologist. I didn't know you had the virus, Martin said. Yeah, I ain't telling nobody. That was Lynn's answer. Lynn said coughing and body aches were his initial signs. Prior to Lynn's announcement, a barrage of players' images flashed during the Zoom meeting, symbolic of the chaos and novelty of the 2020 season. Following Lynn's announcement, the first player shown was Chargers' defensive end, Joey Bosa, who clearly stunned by the announcement. The Chargers had no comment on Lynn's announcement Tuesday night when contacted by NFL media. Lynn is scheduled to speak to the media on Friday. So, I don't know why motherfuckers would be stunned. The coronavirus is out there. And the problem is, it's asymptomatic state, right? When it's asymptomatic state within somebody, you don't know who got it. And because we don't know who got it, it makes it scary as fuck. And I've known people who wore masks and gloves and all that other shit. We know the gloves don't work. But been wearing masks and all that stuff, we're still getting it. The only people I know who are not getting coronavirus are the people who have been quarantined, self-isolating, who haven't been leaving their house, who've only left their house for reasons that they needed to leave the house. But for other than that, they're staying their ass home, staying out of crowds, not trying to still have parties and all types of stuff. Like, I want to do community events. Like, I want to get back out in the community so bad. I just feel like this is the time that our community need us real bad. But I also feel like this is a time where I got to put my mask on first. And I got to look out for me and understand that if I get coronavirus out there trying to help somebody and I have long-term effects, that's going to in turn be a long-term effect on the community. So I might just have to sit my ass down. So that's me on a level of wanting to help people. This is on a level of motherfuckers trying to make money through playing sports. Man, sit y'all asses down, man. It ain't that serious, man. We know money gonna be lost, all these things. We'll make it all up in 2021. But for right now, people gotta chill out. People gotta chill out. Coach Lynn, I hope you get better soon. Send you love and light as well. Hope you get better soon. Praying for you. But yeah, people, we got to chill out. America, with our 4 million cases. Let's chill out, man. Let's chill out. So that leads to the question about, like, will there really be a college football season? I don't think so. And that's the question. Will there be a college football season? So, Big Ten canceled, Pac-12 canceled. We got three other Power Five conferences. We know, I think the MEAC has canceled their season. I think SWAC canceled their season. A lot of these black college football conferences canceled their season. Just fucking cancel college football, man. Just cancel it. Money gonna be made up. Money gonna be lost. But money gonna be made up. But I can't trust nobody, and I can't feel good about playing for a school, for a coach, for a president, for an athletic director who care more about money than my health. I just, I don't know. I can't do it. I wouldn't encourage anybody else to do it. But if you believe, and I'm just putting this question out there like this, because I pretty much beat this topic in the ground so far in this episode about why we shouldn't play college football. If you believe we should have a college football season this year, explain to me why we should have a season, and explain to me all the measures and precautions that you would take to ensure that nobody contracts coronavirus. And if you can't explain to me why we should have a season articulately and thoroughly, and you can't explain to me your safety measures articulately and thoroughly, be your ass quiet. But if you can explain to me why we should have a season and the safety measures that you would put in place, you can clearly explain that shit. We got a conversation. I want to hear from y'all. Do you believe we should have a college football season? If so, why? And how would you keep people safe? I done said it before. We shouldn't put profits over health. People who put profits over health, I don't fuck with. So that's how I feel about it. It should not be a college football season. Will there be a season? I don't know. I don't think so. I think eventually the SEC and the ACC and the Big 12 are going to follow suit. I think maybe next the Big 12 follow suit, then the ACC. I think SEC will hold out the longest. I do believe that the SEC will hold out the longest. But I don't believe there should be a college football season. That's how I feel. All right, let me bring you up to speed on the NBA scores and NBA playoff standings. That's where we are. The bubble, the NBA did the bubble. Bam, we got stuff together. They had the season, and here we are. So today's the 15th. Let me move. So for the second. Well, we'll start from Monday. So Monday we had the Oklahoma City Thunder fall to the Phoenix Suns, and that boy Devin Booker been out there balling. That boy Devin Booker been balling. But the Suns missed the playoffs. I think the Suns, went undefeated in the bubble. I believe, I could be wrong, but I know they had a very good record. A lot of people thought the Suns were going to make the playoffs. Suns came close, but the Suns didn't make the playoffs. So the play-in game is the Grizzlies versus the Blazers. And we got a game today and a game tomorrow. So I'm watching both. But the Suns beat the Thunder 128-101. The Mavs, Luka Doncic, they're balling. The Mavs beat the Jazz 122-114. This is on the 10th. The Raptors beat the Bucks 114-106. The Heat beat the Pacers 114-92. And TJ Warren of the Pacers been out there balling. The Lakers beat the Nuggets 124-121. This is Monday the 10th, Tuesday the 11th. The Nets beat the Magic 108-96. The Spurs beat the Rockets 123-105. Celtics beat the Grizzlies 122-107. Suns beat the 76ers 130-117. Trailblazers beat the Mavericks 134-131. Dame out there dropping 50 and 60 point games on people. The Bucks beat the Wizards 126-113. And the Kings beat the Pelicans 112-106. On Wednesday, the Pacers beat the Rockets 108-104. The Thunder beat the Heat 116-115. The Raptors beat the 76ers 125-121. And the Clippers beat the Nuggets 124-111. Thursday, August 13th, the Wizards beat the Celtics 96-90. The Kings beat the Lakers 136-122. Suns beat the Mavericks 128-102. The Grizzlies beat the Bucks 119-106. The Jazz beat the Spurs 118-112. The Trailblazers beat the Nets 134-133 in the tight game. Nobody played defense. The Magic beat the Pelicans in another defenseless game 133-127. So yesterday's scores were the Raptors beat the Nuggets 117-109. The Heat fell to the Pacers 92-109, but the Heat will be playing the Pacers in the first round of the Eastern Conference playoffs. 76ers beat the Rockets 134-96, and the Clippers beat the Thunder 107-103. And like I said, today at 2:30, we got a play-in game between the Grizzlies and the Trailblazers. Then we have another game tomorrow. So let me give you the playoff, the standings. So who made the playoffs, who didn't. So in the Eastern Conference, the Bucks, Raptors, Celtics, Pacers, Heat, 76ers, Nets, and Magic make the playoffs. So, you know, we got first round, we got Bucks and Magic, Raptors, Nets, Celtics and 76ers, and Heat and Pacers. For the Western Conference, we have the Lakers, Clippers, in this order, Lakers, Clippers, Nuggets, Rockets, Thunder, Jazz, Mavericks, Trailblazers. Those are the eight teams, but because the Grizzlies' record is pretty much the same thing, it just the Blazers are 35-39, Grizzlies are 34-39. So we got to have a play-in game. So the Blazers will have the advantage in the play-in game, meaning that they only have to win once. The Grizzlies have to beat the Blazers twice. So assuming the Grizzlies beat the – whoever win out of the Grizzlies and the Blazers is going to have to play the Lakers in the first round. Second round, we got the Clippers and the Mavericks. Great matchup. I mean, not second round, but still in the first round. We got Clippers, Clippers, Mavericks. Got Nuggets, Jazz, then Rockets, Thunder. I like the Western Conference playoffs. I really like the Western Conference playoffs. I'm going to be tuning in. So those are the latest scores, and that's the playoff standings for the NBA moving forward. So, man, let's get ready to do this. Let's get ready to do this NBA thing. This NBA thing. Let's get ready for this NBA. For the NBA. Let's get ready. All right, let me give y'all some WNBA scores. So start with Monday the 10th. Chicago Suns beat the Atlanta Dream 93-82. Phoenix Mercury beat the Dallas Wings 91-79. The Seattle Storm beat the Chicago Sky. The Connecticut Sun. Chicago Sky lost to the Seattle Storm 71-89. Tuesday the 11th, the Las Vegas Aces beat the Indiana Fever 98-79. The Minnesota Lynx beat the Washington Mystics 68-48. The LA Sparks beat the New York Liberty 93-78. Wednesday the 12th, August 12th, the Connecticut Sun beat the Dallas Wings 70-66. The Chicago Sky beat the Phoenix Mercury 89-71. You would think the Phoenix Mercury won't ever lose with their team. The Seattle Storm beat the Dream, I think Atlanta Dream, 163. So the 13th, the Fever beat Liberty 86-79. Sparks beat the Mystics 81-64. Aces beat the Lynx 87-77. And yesterday we had the Sun beat the Sky 77-74. Storm beat the Wings 83-65. And the Mercury beat the Dream 96-80. So those are the latest scores for the W's, the NBA, and the A's. So let's move a little along, as we reach the hour mark on this podcast. So this is my pre-rant, right? This is my warm-up to flex my muscles. Deion Sanders, bring your ass to the front of the class, man. Sit your ass down, man, and listen. So Deion Sanders, let me read this first, let me give my opinion. Deion Sanders was an incredible football player, probably the best ever at what he did. Deion Sanders, the greatest cornerback ever played football, right? He falls well short of that lofty standard when it comes to opinions and matters on public health. Because Deion Sanders is not a public health professional, expert, or anything like that, right? The Hall of Fame cornerback and two-time Super Bowl champion is now in the talking game, most notably as an NFL analyst for NFL Network, which we found out he just left NFL Network for, I think they said Barstool Sports or something like that. So he decided on his own Twitter platform on Thursday to share his thoughts on players opting out of the sports amid the COVID-19 pandemic. He doesn't think they should, and not just NFL players, but those in all sports. So this is his tweet. All players opting out of all sports, please believe the game will go on without you. This is a business, and don't you ever forget that. There's no one that's bigger than the game itself. Only the refs, umps, and officials are that important that you can't play without them, not you. So, bitch, do you not understand that a motherfucking pandemic is happening? How about you take your old ass out there and play and get COVID? You go get COVID. See, once again, it's the motherfuckers who don't have to put their life or their health at risk. I always got the most shit to say. Deion, you ain't stepping out on that field not one bit. Shut the fuck up, man. You're a great NFL player, but that was a dumbass tweet. And I know you feel empowered. You feel like you feel special for tweeting some fuck shit like that. I know you do. You feel like you're on some manhood shit. You feel like your neck's bigger than other motherfuckers. You feel like you're more manly than everybody else. You never played during the pandemic, have you? Have you played during the pandemic, Deion? And if anybody gets COVID, you gonna help? You gonna take care of their family? Hell no, you not. Shut the fuck up. You're allowed to have your opinion, and we're allowed to respond. Sit your ass down. Nobody got to listen to you. What the fuck you think you is? Nobody got to listen to you. Ain't no consequences coming out because motherfucker don't listen to Deion Sanders about contracting. So I'm supposed to let you guilt me or bully me into going to play and getting COVID and the risk of my life and the safety and the health of my family to make you feel special about your goddamn self because you Deion Sanders, who never had to play during the pandemic. All right, shut the fuck up. Sit your dumb ass down. Once again, it's the motherfuckers who so far removed from it that they don't have to put their health on the line who got the most shit to say and the biggest and the baddest and the most braggadocious. But I don't see you out there putting your health at risk. How about you practice what you preach? How about you be an example? You be a stark example of what these players are supposed to do when it comes to this. Go put your life on the line for COVID. Go do it. I doubt you will. I doubt you'll put your health on the line just to get motherfucking COVID. If any players from any sports on any realm want to opt out for playing sports because of the risk of contracting COVID, I salute you. You a dumbass if you really putting money over your health. You a dumbass if you allow a motherfucker like Deion Sanders to try to guilt you into playing football or any sport during the fucking pandemic. You a dumbass. Fuck Deion Sanders and any other opinion he got by anything anybody doing sports related. Deion Sanders, sit your motherfucking ass down. And you can tell him Joseph Ward said it. You, Deion Sanders, if you don't, you gotta, and you want to respond, you can email me at joe@freedomtrainradio.com. Yep, motherfucker, I said it. Shut your dumb ass up. Bitches ain't got to do shit you say. Motherfucker ain't got to put none of their life on the line to get no goddamn COVID for you. Fuck you. Fuck the teams. Fuck the sports. And fuck anybody else who don't got a problem with it. I mean, who got a problem with it? If you got a problem with it, fuck you. And you ain't gonna do shit about it. How about that, Deion Sanders? Not only is it fuck you, but it's, and not fuck you in the sense of I don't fuck with you. I ain't saying that. I ain't saying like I got beef with Deion. What I'm saying is this idiotic thinking of putting people's health at risk for COVID, fuck that and fuck you for thinking that. But not in the sense of I got beef with Deion and I won't. And it ain't that serious. But what I am saying is that's some selfish-ass, dumb-ass, egotistical shit for somebody who ain't got to put their goddamn life on the line. So fuck that. Fuck you in that sense. That's what I'm saying. Right? Because I'm supposed to... are people supposed to see your tweet and be like, oh, my God. Oh, my God. Deion Sanders say we should play. Oh, my God. So we got to go play because Deion Sanders said play. And if Deion Sanders say play, we got to play because it's Deion Sanders. Oh, my God. Deion, man, sit your ass down, man. Chill out, bro. Chill out, bro. Ain't nobody got to listen to you. And if you listen to Deion Sanders and get COVID, it's your fault. You shouldn't listen to him. That's all I got to say about that because that's my free rant. That's my free rant warm-up. Somebody listen to a motherfucking Deion Sanders talking about goddamn going out there, putting your life on the line, and he think he big and bad trying to call somebody out. Deion Sanders basically saying, you's a bitch if you don't go out there and play sports. Whatever sport it is, you a bitch if you don't go out there and play in the middle of a COVID pandemic, even though he never had to play in the middle of a pandemic, and he never will have to play during the pandemic, and he never will put his life and his health on the line during the pandemic. But you should, because the game could go on without you. Yeah, and life could go on without you, Deion. The world can go on without you. You are only a football player. You are not that important to the black community. You're not that important to America. You're only that important to football. And football ain't important. Just that simple. There's nothing, I don't get it. I guess you feel like you have some weight behind your word because you feel like you're important. But Deion Sanders, you were a cornerback. Black America is not better because of you. Just not. So your opinion holds no weight. In the sports world, your opinion holds no weight. You have no knowledge, no professional knowledge of this virus. So why the fuck would I listen to you? All right, so I'm already in. I don't feel like fucking singing this shit. It's my goddamn weekly rant. I'm doing this motherfucking weekly rant time. I don't feel like singing that shit this time, right? It's time for our weekly rant. All right? So the governor of this dumbass state that I live in, Florida, says he would be welcome to have all of college football to come play in the state of Florida. Because, hey, coronavirus ain't real. Right? Tell y'all this is going to be a corona-filled show, right? If college football is canceled in other parts of the country because of the coronavirus pandemic, Florida Governor Ron DeSantis says the players are welcome in his state. Yeah, all college football, just come to Florida. Don't worry about nothing there. Just come to Florida. We're just going to play football and just occupy shit, right? all of college football. In a roundtable discussion on college athletics held at Florida State University, Albert J. Dunlap at Florida State University's Albert J. Dunlap Athletic Training Facility, DeSantis said he would consider poaching players from conferences that have decided to call off the season. That, how the fuck you poach a player? How do you even do that? If you know anything about college athletics, you can't do that. DeSantis, shut your dumb ass up, man. That's my new thing, man. Yeah, shut your dumb ass up. How do you poach a player from a team who's literally under contract to play with that school? You can't just say, hey, come on down and play with me there, buddy. You can play with me, buddy. Ain't no thing. You can't do that. I asked Thrasher and Coach about, hey, if some of those other conferences shut down, can we welcome their players to the state of Florida? DeSantis said, referring to John Thrasher, the head of the university system who participated in the event. Head Coach Mike Norville was also there. I'm not exactly sure how the NCAA rules work on that, but I can tell you if there's a way, we want you guys to be able to play as well. So, yeah. The college football season has become another political flashpoint of the pandemic and has raced through the South and turned Florida into one of those hit hardest by the coronavirus. On Tuesday, Florida reported 276 new COVID-19 deaths. Right in the state. But with students coming back to colleges and universities, schools are eager for the return of football. A cash cow and cherished Southern right, despite risk posed to players at large crowds in the stands. Monday, President Donald Trump weighed in a three-word tweet, play college football. Donald Trump, suck dick. If you're not putting your life at risk, suck a dick, Donald Trump. Suck a dick. You're not putting your life on the line. Fuck you, bitch. You're not putting your life on the line. Fuck you, Donald Trump. You a bitch. Fuck you, Ron DeSantis. You a bitch. You all really want people to say, fuck my health, and just go out there and play. ACC, shut the fucking season down. The SEC, shut the fucking season down. Big 12, shut the fucking season down. I'm disappointed in all college coaches, athletic directors, anybody in the university system who is trying to figure out a way to still play football and put players in harm's way during the fucking pandemic. Pay attention to these schools. Pay attention to these coaches. If these schools and coaches do not deserve to have future recruits play for them. But then you got this dumbass governor who's saying, hey, just bring football to Florida. Bitch, first of all, we ain't got the room for that shit. Second of all, you'll be a dumbass if you listen to Ron DeSantis. I'm questioning your intelligence for listening to Ron DeSantis. Florida is already a hot spot for motherfucking COVID. Bitches won't sit their ass down in the state of Florida. Bitches keep doing dumb shit in the state of Florida. That's why our COVID cases will continue to rise, and not just Florida, but the United States, because bitches keep putting profits over health. Bitches keep prioritizing dumb shit over health. Motherfuckers are going to the club in the middle of a pandemic. Bitches is having parties. Y'all can't be serious, man. I ain't getting the Rona for none of you motherfuckers. Fuck all y'all. Ron DeSantis, you are a horrible leader. You're a horrible leader, man. And that's the thing about it. Like, Florida, man. The state of Florida, we just try to be the best at everything, even if it's being the best at being the worst. Florida tries to do that. And this is a case of Florida trying to be the best at being the worst. Florida, you got to be about the dumbest state ever in the history of the world. And we got the dumbest governor. Because Ron DeSantis ain't nothing but one of Trump dick suckers. Whatever Trump says, Ron DeSantis would do it, and Ron DeSantis would do anything to have Donald Trump's penis in his mouth. Because all he's doing is slurping that, man. Anything Trump say, DeSantis roll with, because he a bitch, he ain't no man. He ain't got no laurels to stand on. He ain't got no nuts. Ain't got no backbone. Ron DeSantis is a bitch, and he listens to a bitch-ass president who neither one of the motherfuckers know what the fuck they talk about. That's why they with this dumb shit talking about come play college football in the state of Florida, in a place that's already become a hotbed for goddamn COVID. If y'all listen to him, y'all dumb as hell. Shut that shit down, man. Shut fucking college football down. And let's look at maybe having it during the spring. But we're not going to ever get back to normal until motherfuckers stop being stupid and sit their asses down. What? Why is it so difficult for people to just chill out, stop doing activities outside, just stop doing shit for a minute, stop hanging out, chill out for a couple of weeks, maybe a month, and let's let this virus die down. We don't care about tomorrow. All y'all people talking about y'all care about tomorrow. All y'all people talking about y'all care about the future, care about the kids and all this shit. Y'all lying. Y'all don't care about the kids. Y'all don't care about shit. You just care about yourselves and yourself. You should care about money and all this other shit. Y'all don't care about the kids. Y'all don't care about people's well-being, people's safety, none of that shit. You don't. If you say you do, you're lying, especially if you won't sit your ass down and just chill out and let the fucking virus calm down. Why is that such a fucking difficult decision? Why is that so fucking difficult, America, the state of Florida? Why is that so fucking difficult to chill out? What part of the pandemic do you not understand? Oh, I forgot. You are expert on the coronavirus. You're an expert. Right. And then when you say I'm an expert on the coronavirus, well, bitch, which one? Well, which coronavirus are you an expert on? Right? Which one? That's what I want to know. That's what I want to know. Which coronavirus are you an expert at? Since you're such an expert at the coronavirus. Bitch, which one? Which one? Since do you know that we're dealing specifically with COVID-19, the SARS-CoV-19? I'm just saying, man. At some point, us people here in the United States, we got to get over ourselves, put our egos to the side, and realize that the rest of the world has been able to calm down on COVID just by sitting their ass down to chill out. But we're supposed to be the smartest, greatest country in the world, and we can't figure out that the best way to keep ourselves safe is to chill out. So I believe eventually motherfuckers going to have to make decisions for us. Because us in the United States, and especially in the state of Florida, are too fucking stupid to make the best decisions for ourselves. So the second part of this rant, man, another stupid motherfucker who deserved to be cut from his team because he's a dumbass, and he not only put himself at risk, put the other person at risk that was with him, their dumbass, and put his team at risk and everything else. So NFL teams are attempting to pull off a season amid a pandemic, and it requires a strict protocol with players, coaches, and team employees adhering to a strict regimen. Seattle Seahawks rookie Kemba Sivirin reportedly tried to bypass those safety measures, and it cost him dearly, from NFL Network's Tom Pelissero. So this is a tweet from Pelissero. The hashtag Seahawks cut rookie cornerback Kemba Sivirin this week after he was caught on video trying to sneak a female visitor to the team hotel, per sources. Clear message on the responsibility to everyone, on the responsibility everyone has in the NFL's COVID-19 world. Put them at risk, suffer the consequences. Straight up. Ain't no ifs, ands, or buts. Seahawks actually cut Sivirin, an undrafted rookie out of Oklahoma State, on Tuesday. Good. Severin reportedly tried to sneak a female visitor into the hotel room. Yes, those are serious times in the COVID era. Severin's attempted end around while creative failed, and it's pretty darn amusing. And people letting his ass have it. So another small tweets. The Seahawks cut Rick McKean and Severin this week after he was caught on video trying to sneak a female visitor into the team hotel, per sources. The woman was wearing Seahawks gear in an attempt to disguise as a player. So people are asking, did he dress up in like full jersey and pads and all these things? Kima Severin. If I was your parent, I'm gonna turn to this camera like this. Kima Severin. If I was your parent, I'd throw a frozen grapefruit right in your nose. I'd hit you in your nose with a frozen grapefruit for being a dumbass. John, it ain't that serious to get no China, bro. You want to play football or not? That's why they made porn and lotion the lube so you can jack off. Go jack off. Just don't jack off in parking lots like Reese McGuire did, like we talked about last week, where Reese McGuire jacking off in the parking lot. Just don't do that. But you feel like you important, huh, Kima Severin? You feel like your sexual urges are more important than being safe from COVID, huh? That's what you believe. That's why you tried to dress somebody up. Dress this young lady up, sneak her into the house. First of all, the young lady a dumbass anyway for risking her safety for you. She a dumbass anyway for risking her safety for you. You a dumbass for risking your safety for her. I'm going to repeat. You a dumbass for risking your safety for her. And then you are risking the safety and the health of everybody else on the team just so you can get your rocks off. That's why I will hit you in your motherfucking face with motherfucking frozen grapefruit. And I'm glad you got cut from the team for being a dumbass and putting people's health and safety at risk just so you can try to dip your little meat inside some gyro. So everybody else supposed to get corona just so you can get you some puss. Then you try to dress up in Seahawks gear, tried to slide her through and sneak her through and all this other fuck shit and all that like that. She's stupid as hell and you stupid as hell. And that's another reason why the United States are continuing to have rising cases of the coronavirus. Because people can't just chill the fuck out. Everybody knows better. Everybody got the best answers. Everybody's an expert. Everybody's smart at this shit. Nobody listening to nobody who are actual experts at infectious diseases and things. Because everybody else got the answers, man. I could just Google this shit and Google make me an expert. That's why Severin sneaking people in the room, because Google told him to. Google told Severin to sneak somebody in the room because he Googled that shit. I only had the energy. No more energy for you, Severin. You deserve everything you get. I hope you learn from your lesson. But see that, and that's Severin, you're another reason why college football can't happen, because you're a rookie. So that means last year you was junior, senior in college football, and you're supposed to be the one of the ones who make good decisions. But at your age and where you at, you're not making good decisions. So we know college football players not gonna make good decisions. So I say this to you, bro. You a dumbass. And I'm glad you got cut. Hey, man, this is another episode of the Fix Sports Podcast. Appreciate everybody tuning in. I'll let your homeboy. Remember, y'all can support me on Patreon at patreon.com/thefix. You can visit our Freedom Train website at www.freedomtrainradio.com. Make sure you visit our Freedom Train website at www.freedomtrainradio.com. Holla at your boy, man. Download this episode, share this episode, like it, comment, all those things. Remember, this is available on our website, www.freedomtrainradio.com. It's It's available on all your favorite podcast platforms, iTunes, Google Play, Stitcher, Spotify, iHeart, all that, wherever you like to listen to it. And once again, man, support your boy on Patreon at patreon.com/thefix. This has been another episode of the Fix Sports Podcast, where we get it in, we keep it in, we get down, we stay down at this audio shop talk right in your ear hole. We talk about the sports the way they're supposed to be talked about, the way I talk about it. So, that being said, two fingers in the air like a player, man. I'm up out of here.
I am the greatest.
I called the president. President, we need the National Guard. We need as many men as you can spare, because we are killing the Patriots. So call the dogs off. Send the National Guard, please. They need emergency help.
That ball hit hard. Stretch. Austin Jackson back looks up. You can put it on the board. Yes. Back to back, Jack. And it is 4-1.
On that ball. Jackson has it. The All-American tight end is going in. And Oklahoma takes the lead on a 71-yard touchdown play.
I was going to rip his heart out. I'm the best ever. I'm the most brutal and vicious and most ruthless champion there's ever been. There's no one can stop me. Lex is a conqueror. No, I'm Alexander. He's no Alexander. I'm the best ever. There's never been anybody ruthless. I'm Sonny Liston. I'm Jack Dempsey. There's no one like